strike wave spreads in fight for pay. RMT rail workers, we are all militant and we all stand together. Railway workers in RMT took another day of strike action on the 27th of July, defending pay, jobs, terms, and conditions. The next scheduled dates are 18 and the 20th of August. RMT members on London Underground are scheduled to strike next on the 19th of August. Socialist Party members report from just a few of the many picket lines we visited. Redford, we are getting a good vibe with support from the public passing the picket line. It's not going to be an easy process, but we need to sweat it out. Job security is a priority. We are focusing on the terms and conditions of any pay rise. The employers always portray us as greedy, but if they get what they want, the job wouldn't be worth having. They've offered us a £1 or £600 incentive not to strike, but given themselves massive rises. Network Rail Chief Executive Andrew Haynes has just given himself £38,000, while we fight for RTNCs and job security. Does this not go against one of the things we are actually fighting for in this dispute? Beset Law RMT Branch Secretary Wayne Barnett and Rep. Rex Reville spoke to John Dale and Paul Tulia Khan. Quote, Tyneside on Tyneside, the Socialist Party visited three RMT picket lines. On all there was a gritty determination to fight for decent pay and conditions. As one striker said, the RMT has a union culture, we are all militant and we all stand together. There was derision, both from RMT strikers and Labour Party members present, towards Keir Starmer, who has unceremoniously ditched all previous pledges to nationalise rail, energy, mail, and water. RMT members we spoke to also recognise that both Sunak and Truss have their sights on a battle with the RMT. As one striker said, the difference between them is one wants to burn us, the other would have us drowned. Hastings, there was a confident mood on the RMT picket. Strikers said that they were willing to be in this dispute for the long run, one claiming they were certain the RMT could renew its ballot if necessary. Our argument for coordinated action was widely supported, it is already widely discussed on the picket line. Several members, including a visiting GMB rep, agreed to raise the upcoming NSSN rally of the TUC, see page 3, with their branches. The mood is out there for coordinated strikes, we need to turn that willingness into concrete action. James Ellis, Eastleigh RMT signallers are determined to win their fight, especially the protection of jobs, we need a general strike, everyone out and more support from Labour. They are angry at the costly and dangerous use of contractors, often unskilled, to do the jobs they are brought in to do, especially managers, who put lives at risk on strike days through their incompetent attempts to run trains. Mabel Wellman and Nick Chaffee Birmingham, everyone I spoke to on the picket, agreed that strike action should be coordinated between the unions. Some said a one-day strike of all transport unions to shut everything down, others said staggered strike action over a few days of drivers, then signalers, etc. New member Leicester RMT had solidarity visits from PCS, CWU, FBU, Unite, Unison, New and Leicester and the District Trades Council. CWU and FBU reps took NSSN leaflets, and said they would propose the model motion calling on the union leaders to coordinate strikes. Heather Rowlings. Adolf train drivers, we have a new word for scabs here. We call them Starmer. Socialist Party members joined Adolf train drivers picket lines on the 30th of July. Another strike day is scheduled for the 13th of August. Northeast, this is certainly turning into a summer of discontent. Adolf strikers and aligned to us the rotten role of this Tory government, and Transport Secretary Grant Shapps, in scuppering negotiations. This is clearly a Tory government hell-bent on ensuring it is workers who pay. Workers on the Adolf picket line also patently understand it's not wage increases that create inflation. Prices are skyrocketing, but, alongside many other workers, rail workers' wages have not kept up with inflation. Many Adolf members haven't had a pay increase since 2019. On every picket line we visited, workers were scathing of Keir Starmer. Also, although the strikers are happy to have local Labour MPs visit the picket lines, the feeling of the strikers we spoke to is that the Labour Party no longer represents them, and there was agreement over the need for a new mass workers' party. The funniest comment was, when I asked, if many trains were running. One of the drivers flipped. That managers were supposed to be running the trains, but they probably didn't know how to use the ignition keys. Elaine Brunskill, Bristol. Standing on an ALF picket line in Bristol for the first time in 40 years, the mood was determined and confident. When I raised the idea of coordinated action with other unions, all the pickets thought that was blindingly obvious and the only way to go from here. Mention of the Labour leadership's role drew immediate contempt, with one worker saying, "We have a new word for scabs here. We call them stammers." All the pickets bought a copy of The Socialist. Robin Clapp, Northampton. There was a brilliant turnout with drivers lining the picket all day. The whole time they had a chorus of supportive honks and cheers from drivers passing by. One of the workers we spoke to had come down from the Coventry picket, where he had met Socialist Party member and ex-Labour MP, Dave Nellist. He shared with us how he had withdrawn his Labour Party membership a month ago. Another striker was considering doing the same. The victory won by the Coventry bin workers against a Labour council is well known, see page 7, and has inspired many. We spoke to strikers of the need for a new political party to represent workers. Harrison Cairns, Reading. Members of the public showed fantastic support to the strikers. One woman gave the pickets a gift card to buy drinks at a local coffee shop. We could see why the capitalist media struggles to find anyone that doesn't support workers fighting against the cost of living crisis. Among other trade unionists who attended, there was an understanding of the importance of supporting the rail strikes and an acknowledgement of the positive effect these are having on the confidence of their own members. Neil Adams,